This is Omar Musni with UN News. The major drivers of humanitarian crises in the Sudan are subsiding, but so too is the flow of resources required to meet the needs. That's according to Mark Locock, the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator, who recently visited the country to assess the current situation there. Although conflict in the Sudan has calmed and access for aid agencies has improved, Mr. Locock says, the humanitarian challenges persist, largely due to a shortfall in critically needed funding. And while humanitarian assistance can relieve suffering, stable political systems and development are the long-term solutions to the country's humanitarian problems. Mr. Locock, who is also the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, spoke to Vibhu Mishra.
So the thing I was most struck by was that the humanitarian situation is getting more difficult in a way that I think most people in the world and the decision-making community, if you like, haven't really understood. The conflict, which was the driver of lots of humanitarian problems for most of the last 15 years in Sudan, has died down quite a lot, and certainly there's been quite a lot of progress in calming things down in Darfur and other parts of the country as well. It's not all over, but that's no longer the biggest problem. Access for aid agencies used to be a big problem, no longer the biggest problem. The issue now is, for a variety of reasons, including economic challenges that Sudan faces, and because other crises are absorbing more of the attention, humanitarian needs are growing and our resourcing available to deal with them is slowing. So we have a growing gap between the needs and our ability to meet them. And my biggest takeaway really was that we need to draw the attention of the world to this problem and try and get more support for the government of Sudan in dealing with it.
The humanitarian response plan for Sudan requires $1.4 billion. But with almost half the year gone, less than 20% has actually been pledged. What are the implications if there's a massive resource shortfall?
Yeah, more children will be hungry, fewer will go to school, fewer will get the life-saving medical help they and especially their mothers need, and our ability to sustain livelihoods will be eroded. So there's a very real and direct cost in terms of human suffering if we can't, for the rest of the year, do a bit better in raising resources to help those people.
And Sudan has been facing waves after waves of humanitarian crises. What role can development actors play to break this recurrent cycle of emergencies?
Humanitarian assistance can reduce suffering and stabilize the situation. But ultimately, for solutions, humanitarian assistance is not the answer. There's three things that need to happen. We need to deal with conflict. And as I say, there's been good progress on that in the recent past in Sudan. We need to promote political processes and help countries develop political systems so that governments are able to be accountable and responsive to their own people. And then crucially, the most important thing of all, we need to help countries develop faster. Richer countries are able to deal, obviously, better than poorer ones with the needs of their most vulnerable citizens. And Sudan's biggest problem is that there are a very large number of people right on the margins of existence, suffering enormously, who the government does not have enough resources to provide healthcare for and education for and livelihoods for and other sorts of support for. So development is the long-term solution to Sudan's humanitarian problem, as it is in many other places.
Before we conclude, would you like to add anything from your side?
Well, my biggest takeaway from Sudan was that we need to get a bit more attention to the humanitarian crisis there so we can raise more money to relieve the suffering of people.